You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Your boys in the morning want to play this game called Rattle Off. Now, we have a good time with this where we get you on the phone. We'll just kind of BS with you a little bit. Find out what the highlight of your weekend might have been. What was the highlight of your weekend, by the way? Highlight.
Oh, it was such a crappy weekend. I will say sitting on the couch with my son and watching Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
Movie sucked, but the time spent with him was fantastic.
Bonding moment.
A little bonding, yeah. How about you?
I'm going to go with the spaghetti that I had sitting at a bar Friday night.
Oh, yeah, you sent me a picture of that. It looked tasty.
And garlic knots.
It was a good-looking noodle. It was a hearty noodle.
It was a linguine.
Oh, yeah. It was good.
As I recall. All right, let's open up the lines. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. After we find out what your highlight of the weekend was, we'll play the game where we give you a category and you have 10 seconds to rattle off five examples of that category. Our winner on Friday was Jacqueline, and she won with five characters, coincidentally enough, from Star Wars.
Hey.
So there you go. Let's get players for today. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. You call in, have a few laughs with your boys, win a prize. What is the prize you've got today?
Well, it'll be a fun little night out for our winner. A pair of tickets to see Angela Johnson on Saturday, April 16th at the Paramount. Angela Johnson is an actress, comedian, and former NFL cheerleader. And it says here, her previous Denver shows have been sellouts.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you'll be there.
Let's get our players. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Normally, I would play a song here. I think I'm just going to go straight into the contestants.
You're naughty.
Man, I just feel
you're
like
so
it.
You're so naughty. Let's do it.
Who's the first one to get through today? It's Nicole. Good morning, Nicole. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hey.
So, we're going to start by asking you to name the highlight of your weekend, which was what?
It sounds kind of cheesy, but getting all of my homework done. I'm getting my bachelor's in nursing, so just kind of getting caught up in homework.
Well, that's a good feeling, though, because then you can go do something else.
Yeah.
So, what was the homework? What was the subject of this weekend's homework?
So I'm taking two classes right now for English and biology.
Okay.
How'd
you do, you think?
I'm hoping I did good. It's a lot of essays for my English, and then biology is just like a little hard because when you don't do it for so long, it's like flashing.
You got to remember where all the parts are and stuff, huh?
Right.
Yeah. But
remember my
really good.
Where's that
remember my stepdaughter just getting her CNA, and even with the CNA she was studying all this biology stuff, and
it's crazy. Very important.
Is that the spleen? No, that's the spleen. Wait a minute, maybe that's the spleen.
The spleen is more like anatomy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Besides, see, everybody
I'd already
spleen's
give it
up
F.
here in your upper arm.
Oh, is it right there?
Okay. Right here by your
all
shoulder.
Right. All right.
Nicole, let's play a rattle off. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Listen, today is National Cereal Day.
Yum.
Just out of curiosity, Nicole, what's your go-to cereal?
Peanut Butter Crunch.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Fair enough. So we want you to name in 10 seconds five cereals that begin with the letter C.
Okay.
C as in cat. You can do it because there's a ton of them. Five cereals that begin with C. Ready and go.
Captain Crunch, Cocoa Pebbles. I don't really.
You know what? It could be that you used up all your brain cells doing your biology in English.
Yeah, I can't think of
Cocoa
any.
Cocoa Puffs, you could have went to the Cocoa Puffs after the Cocoa Pebbles.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Cheerios, Chex,
Crisp Bix.
Count Chocula.
Did you say Captain Crunch? Anyone?
Yeah, she said Captain Crunch. That was her first one.
Okay.
There's probably at least seven or eight, but you know what? We enjoyed talking to you, and I hope you have a great day. Good luck with school.
All right, thank you.
See you later.
Bye. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Here comes Leon. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning.
What was the highlight of your weekend?
Are you guys ready to be jealous?
Pretty much.
Did you help somebody move?
No, I was actually stripping wallpaper out of my bathroom because I'm redoing it.
Lucky.
No.
What's the pattern on the wallpaper?
It's a floral pattern. It shouldn't be in a bathroom.
No, you should have left that up. That sounds beautiful.
What are you replacing it with?
I'm actually doing like a tile up about 3 feet, and then I'm going to do like a grayish paint the rest of the way up.
Yeah, all good right, for you.
There you go.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah, get it.
How long do you
there.
Expect to be working on all of this nonsense?
It's probably going to take about a month and a half because it's just going to be a weekend kind of thing. But it's
sure.
it's not our main bathroom, so
sure.
Yeah,
you know,
take your time. Don't screw it up.
Well, it's good to get it done. You know, when you said that we were going to be jealous, I was thinking my Saturday morning from about 8 until 11 was elbow deep in tax stuff.
Fine.
So, oh, boy.
Yeah.
So you
fun.
And I both had a painful weekend, Leon. So.
Yes.
Let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready to give it a try?
I'm going to give it my old college try.
All right, buddy.
Okay, good. 10 seconds. Something else we were talking about in the trending report. Jeremy was talking about the new Batman movie. So in 10 seconds, we need you to name 5 different actors who have played Batman. 5 different actors who have played the part of Batman. Ready? And go!
Michael Keaton, Adam West, Ben Affleck, George Clooney,
Oh, time is up! And Snoop Dogg, looking for a Snoop Dogg. No.
Yeah, that's the one that was tripping me up.
Yeah, it's the one that gets you every
that's
time.
That's the one. The new one is Robert Pattinson.
Yeah. And Val Kilmer, back in the day.
No, Robert Pattinson, Twilight the Vampire, yeah.
Yep, that's
him.
Yeah,
the twinkly guy.
Yep,
yeah.
The twinkly guy.
Darn well, it, buddy. Leon, I'm glad you called us. We enjoyed talking to you. Have a fun day, okay, buddy?
Oh, thank you very much.
See you later.
All right, man. Take care. Bye-bye. Who's been holding the longest? Brianna. Are you a Brianna or Brianna?
Brianna.
All right. Highlight of your weekend?
Just spending time with my kiddos. I got 4 of them, so.
Yeah, so you got a lot to hang out with.
No, I think I will reject that answer. I'm going to need a different answer from you, Brianna.
What else did you do?
You know what? We played Spare Time Bowling. Do you remember that game?
Spare Time Bowling?
No.
Describe
it's
to
like
us.
It's Yahtzee, but it's a bowling game from way back in the day.
I'm going to get on my Google.
For whatever reason, it sounds vaguely familiar.
I don't see it. So, nope. What else you got?
Oh, goodness.
Best food of the weekend.
Oh, I made homemade carnitas and chorizo.
There
now
it is.
Now we have
now
a
we're talking.
Okay.
Yum.
Took 3 tries, but we got it.
Sounds delicious right
oh,
now.
Oh, that's good.
So good.
All right, Brianna, let's play some Rattle Off. As a mom with little ones running around, you might be able to get this one in 10 seconds. We need 5 nursery rhymes or fairy tales. Nursery rhymes or fairy tales. Ready? And go.
Mary Had a Little Lamb, Little Miss Muffet, Hansel and Gretel,
Humpty Dumpty.
I needed a Little Red Riding Hood in there.
Little Jack Sprat.
Little Jack Horner.
Darn it.
Oh, well.
Does anybody do nursery rhymes with their kids anymore? I think they're too weird and
I don't think we did. Yeah, they're all kind of creepy, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little odd.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Brothers Grimm were grim. Mm. Brianna, we enjoyed talking to you. Enjoy those leftover carnitas, okay?
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Darn it. What's going on here?
I don't know, but carnitas, I can't get them out of my head now. Here comes Kina. Kina, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Super duper.
We couldn't be better. Why don't you tell us the highlight of your weekend?
Oh, I went to the wrap nachos, man. You can't get enough of them.
Yum. What kind of toppings are on those nachos?
Oh, just the cheese and the jalapenos, but it was like 16 degrees outside, so the cheese froze in like 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
That's funny. Well, you had a good time, though, right? I mean, it's a good little, it's a good little getaway, sure.
That's fun.
Yeah, good times.
All right.
Good times. Let's play some Rattle Off. Here's one that we tried, I don't know, it was about a week ago. We couldn't get a winner, but I don't think it's that difficult. So deep breath. Let me hear you take a deep breath. Very good. Very good. Kina, 10 seconds. We need 5 different hotel or motel chains. Chains of hotels or motels. Ready and go.
Motel 6, Super 8, Marriott, Sheraton, Doubletree. I'm looking around. I don't see any.
It's all right. You got 5.
You got them.
So hooray! You're winner!
Bow, bow, bow.
Kina knows her motels.
Well done.
I don't know what that says about you. But,
I do like to road trip. It says I like to travel.
Okay.
Good
That's
for you.
That's what it says, Dom.
Right on. Listen, if you will please hold the line, Josh will come back and he's going to have a few words with you about your prize, okay?
Happy to. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah,
for
thank you for listening. It means the world to us. So,
boom, finally.
That was fun today.